Trowbridge's gaze was fixed on Lexi in a way that spelled war. His rigid tail fat and quivering. I slid my hand free from my safe cocoon to touch his pelt.
This would work better if you weren't a wolf.
At the sound of my voice, Anu the mate stealer poked her canine head through my door. I sat up fast. What's that bitch doing in my room? My distress jarred the exhausted ferret back to life with a start. That, as they say, was that. Wolf girl leaped for the little animal, jaws stretched like a bear trap. Then it was a blur, a Marx Brothers scene of utter chaos, as my brother shot off his bunk, hands out reaching for an interception, and the ferret ran for its life. Enough. I pulled the covers back over my head. Well, as it happens, Trowbridge didn't give a rat's ass about his bitch, my brother, or the freaking ferret. Without warning, he grabbed a mouthful of sleeping bag and hauled me and it right off my bed. Hip and elbow met linoleum, and then I winced as someone, thinking it was Lexi, stepped on my hair. Didn't stop my guy. He just kept right on backing up out of the room, hauling me down the hall, around the bend in the wall for the kitchen. Ouch! Past the debris left by the shattered door. Ow, 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 and right out of the trailer. I fought with the zipper, but I could only wriggle one arm free.
Hey, knock it off!
Either his wolf's linguistic skills were limited, or he didn't take well to commands when he was on four paws. The Alpha of Creemore kept going, ruthlessly dragging me and my red sleeping bag right across the dirt scrubland Cordelia had taken to calling our front yard, then around the big old dead tree that me and Lexi used to climb, and finally down the path leading to the pond. How sweet. He was carrying me home. Kind of like a newspaper from the end of the driveway or a bone dug up from the neighbor's garden. Not so fast, lassie. I saw a thick root and grabbed it. The big gray wolf kept going, tail high. So did the sleeping bag. A quick twisting moment later, I was shucked free of it, mercifully no longer being dragged willy-nilly down the garden path. Mary squirmed her way out from the crush of my cleavage to find a lookout perch on my shoulder blade.
No!
That had to be the bowl of oranges.
Leave the ferret out, you little...
Hey, she's just curious. She's not going to... Whoa!
And that was either the toaster or the kettle.
Get that animal out of the house.
Some mornings should come with big round reset buttons. Rolling, I warned Mary before I did just that. She scrambled, then held onto a pinch of jersey as I did a quick pelvic tilt to adjust my wadded up t-shirt. Then we lay there, squinting against the brightness of the rising sun. I raised myself up onto an elbow. Trowbridge the wolf was busy nosing my empty sleeping bag as if it were a scent catalog of my naughty dalliances. Last night, in the dim gloom of the moonlit field, it had been difficult to get a sense of just how relatively large an animal his wolf was. But now as he approached me, Alpha proud, massive head lifted in inquiry, the waist-high weeds lining the path seemed to shrink in size. My wolf, moaned my innerwear. Oh, shut up. His scent investigation of my person started with my foot. I pushed myself into a sitting position because Hetty Peacock's stronghold had some things she needed to say.
Trowbridge! Trowbridge!
This time, the gray wolf responded to his name with a curious look at me. Then, quite uncaring of my affronted glare, he resumed his ruthless examination of my body. I leaned to the right and then to the left in an effort to avoid it, but it didn't matter how I squirmed or pushed at him. His big inquisitive nose still nuzzled my hair, dampened my t-shirt, and found the pulse at the side of my throat. He was, after all, an alpha male.
Enough! We need to talk. One paw means yes, two paws means no, okay?
Blue eyes, rimmed with black, studied me.
Trowbridge, you in there? Can you understand me?
Nothing. No paw lifted in greeting. No head tilt of inquiry. Mine, whined my ware, impatient with my fumbling. I drew up my knees while I considered this new spin on the heady wheel of disaster. The sun was shining and I had a wolf for a mate.
It's gonna be a bitch to search your code for ticks.
And that's when the sleeping volcano inside me started spewing ash and fireballs. Too many months she'd sat in my gut being jostled by my fey, kept belly low by my constant checks and counterchecks. Trowbridge's wolf was hers, to claim, to protect, to fight for, and no one, including me, was going to stop her from trying to do so. I bowed over my belly, fighting to contain her. Want to run, want to be, want. Trowbridge placed a heavy paw on my thigh. I looked up at him, my eyes flooding. She's mine, the wolf's cool gaze replied. Mortal me and fey me stepped back, and we let the animal within us run free. Our arms looped around the neck of her beloved wolf. Our face pressed itself deep inside his thick, dense pelt. And we knew a happiness that had been denied for too long.